local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delhi football on top of Tioga, 14-0 here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game at the break. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight, and Jim Tomeo is our producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. Thanks as well for joining us online tonight, WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. You can always go there and listen to the free audio of these games. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. So both teams coming out here for the second half, and we'll see what kind of adjustments both sides have made. You know, Delhi got to be very happy, but still a lot of football left to be played, especially when you're going up against a team like the Tioga Tigers. And I think, Sky, what you said earlier really sticks with me is, you know, last week I was at soccer regionals, and you and I were texting back and forth. You were at the Tioga and Spencer game. And I said, wow, man, 14-14 at the half. You know, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, Tioga explodes in the second half and wins that game, you know, kind of going away 42-14. So this is a team that can turn it on at any moment, that's for sure. Delhi's going to have to be prepared for that.
And we mentioned that last week, and I'm just pulling up my notes here. In the second half, Tioga went to number 44, 11 out of the first 15 plays.
Yeah, wow.
Six straight carries to start the half. That's their ground and pound. So I wonder if, you know, he did have some success running the ball early on.
He did. Then they kind of got away from it.
Uh-huh. So I'm curious to see if they really make a focus to do that, because that's what they did against Spencer to start the second half. They started six straight plays in a row to 44, and they really just grounded and pounded their way to winning last week 35-14. As I said, they tried the shotgun thing. That's where they kind of got some success. But then they went away from that entirely in the second half last week. So I'm curious to see what they do offensively, because they haven't put any points on the board for a Tioga team that's averaging 28.4 points a game. That's not usually what you see.
And, you know, both of these teams played a very challenging schedule this season, and you have to think it was for this moment right here. Okay, we're in the sectional final, and for a long time, you hate to say it, but a lot of people kind of could have maybe predicted that these two would be meeting in this game even a couple of months ago. So the whole reason you're putting together that schedule, I know the section creates a lot of it, but you know, if you're hoping to get some of those non-division games, you're saying, I want a challenge. And both these teams went out and did that, and you got to think it's because of this moment right here where it's saying, okay, we're in the sectional championship game. How do we make sure we're the best prepared to be there? And you know, we'll see what happens here in the second half.
Yeah, I'm looking at Tioga's schedule and their record. They went 7-3 overall. One of their losses, as we mentioned, was to Delhi, 41-34. The other two were to Chenango Forest. They lost to them 25-0, and Waverly, who they lost 56. Now, those are two of the best teams in probably New York State, regardless of class. And that Waverly team, they're unbelievable this year. And then that's a game tomorrow that'll be played right here at Johnson City at noon, and Emmy at Owego after that at 3. But you're looking at the schedule, and you know, it was a challenging schedule for them. And then when you look at the Delhi schedule, you know, from this year, they had, as you've mentioned, a tough schedule, you know, going into it. And they played, you know, New York Valley and Lansing, who we thought was a good team this year. And they had a great year overall.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, it was just one of those things where you knew this team could have the potential to make a run. But again, with Tioga looming, BG looking very good, Spencer coming out of the western part of the section, you just didn't know how it was all going to get put together. And, you know, as we talked about last week, too, they had a forfeit late in the season, so they had some extra time off, which, yeah, allowed you to get healthy, but also we weren't quite sure how the rhythm was going to be with 2 weeks off. And, you know, this is a team that started with a loss earlier in the year to another Class D perennial power in Cambridge. But, you know, they lose that first game 16-8. And then you weren't quite sure how they were going to do after that. But they've really put things together nicely. And I think the Delhi community, everybody is abuzz about this team. Could this be the next great team that we talk about in DA history? They're going to try to put the cap on that here over the next 24 minutes. We'll see how they do. And they're going to get the ball to start this third quarter. So a key possession coming up here for the Bulldogs as Tioga will kick off. Delhi will receive and go right to left on your radio dial. We're back underway to start this third quarter. Fielded here at the 20 and brought out by Ivan Richardson to the 30-35 before he's knocked out of bounds. A nice little 15-yard return there from Richardson. And this is where the Delhi offense will take over. Again, in the maroon tops, the white helmets, and the gray pants as Cornell will come out here. The senior QB, Zach Cornell, 5'11", 185 pounds, will orchestrate the offense once again. Boy, some great games tomorrow that you were saying, Scott. Not to take away anything from this game, but, boy, some huge matchups tomorrow.
This is actually one of my favorite Section 4 football. We have great football in Section 4, but this weekend, between this game and the two tomorrow, I was like, that's pretty good.
Hand off here for Delhi on a first down, and the Tioga defense equal to it this time. As coming off the bottom of the pile is Johnson. And we'll see how much time Delhi wants to run the ball and try to work off the clock here in this second half with the lead. You going to try to come down for those games tomorrow?
I'm going to try to. I haven't seen any of those four teams play yet this year, and, you know, I hate to say that kind of like this one. People may have expected this to be the sectional championship game, but Waverly and Forks hadn't played each other, and Emmy and Owego had a great game against each other.
Here's Cook on a handoff on second down, nowhere to go. And, boy, this Tioga defense seems a little rejuvenated here after the halftime break. Maybe went inside, got warmed up a little bit. Third and about eight to go here for Delhi. Again, going right to left. And we'll see if they can get a third down conversion. If you're a Bulldog fan, you're thinking, okay, we got this ball to start the second half. We got the lead. Let's go make something of it. Tigers desperate for a stop here.
This possession's probably bigger than it may even seem, because if Delhi were to go down and score and make a three-possession game, that's huge, especially with each team running the ball and taking a lot of time off the clock.
Cornell wants the throw. He's got it complete to Johnson, who's got the first down at the 50. And then he's brought down at the 48. And the passing game cashes in once again for DA as they're able to move the chains. Wow, huge pickup there, Cornell to Johnson.
They're not afraid to throw the ball tonight.
No, they're really not. Again, and what's so impressive about that is Cornell flushed out of the pocket. The rush is coming. He has to keep his composure, and he's got to find Johnson, who kind of escapes into space, and then he's got some yak yards after that, some yard after the catch. So handoff here to Cook, and we got a flag as he hit the pile on the right side. I think this one's coming back. We got an injured Delhi player here. Oh, they're going to help him up, and everybody appears to be okay.
I'm going to assume that this flag was they weren't all set. Oh, wait, no, I think it's actually on Tioga. There's too many men on the field. That's what they did.
Wow, okay. So this one is going against the Tigers. And again, just some uncharacteristic mistakes here tonight by the Tigers, things they don't usually do.
I thought, because Delhi got to the line of scrimmage really quick right there, and I didn't know if everyone got set. In football, everyone has to get set and all that, but I don't think that they were. I didn't think that they were, but instead, actually, too many men on the field, it looks like.
Wow, so this is going to pull the ball down to the 38-yard line, and Delhi is marching right into Tioga territory here with 9:55 to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading 14-0 in the sectional championship game. Hand off to the right side, and Johnson comes off the bottom of the pile after a gain of about two. And so this ball down at about the 37 now. And again, Delhi certainly looks very content to just run some clock here. Time management. They got a second down and short coming, a second and one after that penalty. And so here is Cornell. He's going to QB sneak it. He's got the first down, lunges forward to the 35. And so move the sticks here for the Bulldogs once again. And Cornell doing a really nice job tonight, just kind of game managing this and making sure everybody is on the right page.
He really is, and we've mentioned him throwing the ball tonight. He's completed a high percentage of his passes. He was 4-for-7 at halftime, according to my stat keeping, which for any of you listeners, don't take it completely accurately. I'm doing the best I can here. But calling, as you said, managing the game, not having anyone out of place or anything like that, no fumbles or anything like that.
And now we got a fumble just as we say that, and it's recovered by Tioga. boy, Cornell just looked like he wasn't quite exactly sure if he wanted to keep it or pitch it. Tried to pitch it, and the Tigers fall on it at the 42-yard line. And one of the big linemen was able to come up with that in Garrett Godfrey. And maybe this is the break that the Tigers needed. Boy, that's the broadcaster's curse right there. That's on us, Sky.
That's on me. And you know what? If you are listening and from Delhi, just let me get home safely.
Yeah. It never fails. It really never does.
No, that was the case right there, though. He didn't look like he knew if he wanted to pitch or not, and then when he made the decision to pitch, it was almost too late, and it wasn't right where it needed to go.
Our first turnover of the night, and let's see if that gives Tioga some energy here. They try to run on first down, and they hit the left side, and off the bottom of the pile there is number 33 here. First time that Shane Plotkus has had a look at the run here tonight. So again, Sky, I mean, I know that was only one run, but they have kind of gotten away from Jake Brown here for some reason.
They really have, and you know, I don't know why that is. He, as I said, last game against Spencer, they came out, you know, just ground and pound with him, and he's not even in the game right now. Last week, as I said, he didn't look 100% healthy. I don't know if maybe something's going on still.
It's going to be another handoff here. No, a QB keeper to the outside. And really, only a couple of yards gain there as Nichols tried to turn the corner. So a third down and about five to go coming up here for the Tioga Tigers. Yeah, and if you don't have Brown out there, you know, you're just starting to go farther and farther down the depth chart on who you can use. As I mean, we do look over on the Tioga sideline. You got a couple of guys who are in street clothes with crutches and knee braces. I mean, it has been a tough year injury-wise for the Tioga Tigers, but I don't even see Brown over there on the sideline. Timeout's going to be taken by Tioga. 7.5 to go in this third quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds as it's Delhi 14, Tioga nothing in the Section 4 Class D football championship game here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 7.5 to go here, third quarter. Timeout taken by Tioga. They scooped up that fumble. Now they have the ball back going left to right. They're in their own territory, still at the 44-yard line. Key third down coming for the Tigers. The offense has just really been stagnant tonight here for Tioga. Very uncharacteristic of this Tigers group. And Duncanson is going to have a QB keeper up the middle, and he's stopped. Brought down at about the 46-yard line. And again, good tackling by the Bulldogs.
This is something that really impressed me last week with Delhi. Regardless of where the ball carrier went last week to Posey Hancock, and tonight, they fly to the ball. Even when it looks like there might be a hole or a lane for someone to run through, they get there so quick and close that up. And here, we saw it last play. They're back to the shotgun with Duncanson in the shotgun, spreading the field a little bit and going for it here on a huge fourth down.
Huge fourth down for Tioga. Duncanson trying to get Delhi to jump. Play clock is down to five. I wonder if they're going to have to go for it now. Duncanson waits. Going to be a QB keeper. Runs to the outside left edge, and he's going to be short. Tackled about a yard short as he tried to go to the left side, and a turnover on downs. The Delhi defense is able to hold on as Townsend was able to get over there and get the tackle.
I can breathe a sigh of relief from the Delhi crowd, Nate. I was getting a little nervous. And for our listeners, we are right behind the Delhi crowd, so I would have wanted to wait it out maybe a little bit.
Wow, so the Delhi defense has come to play here tonight. And again, Scott, this was a game that, yes, Delhi won in the regular season, but it was a shootout. It was 41-34 tonight. Tioga still no points on the board with 6:40 to go here third quarter. Delhi leads 14-0. Delhi getting the ball back. They're going to run to the outside. Cook on that right side as Delhi goes right to left, rumbling and stumbling for about 8 yards there on first and 10.
And going back to that fourth down, I'm actually kind of surprised they went for it because the ball was on, you know, the they weren't even on the other side of the 50 there. You're giving Delhi a short field position. I mean, it's only a two-possession game right now. As opposed to making Delhi have to only go 48 yards, I would have liked to have seen them have to go 80 yards or something like that. And I'm not trying to question Tioga coaching staff. They've won state championships in a row and the sectional history like we talked about, but kind of curious to me.
Here's Cornell handing off to Cook, lunging forward on a second down at about five to go. I think he's going to be very close. You know, I wonder if there was some miscommunication because Duncanson was in the shotgun and he was really barking. He was trying to get Delhi to jump there, and he kept looking over to the sideline, too. And then it was like the play clock was just so late that they had to go. I don't know if there was some other plan B there.
Yeah, I don't know either. The thing is they've already used the timeout this half.
Very true.
And do you really want to use your second timeout this early? I don't know. But they definitely tried to get him to jump in. Kudos to the Delhi defense for not.
Third and short, and Cornell's going to lunge forward. I think he's got it here. Yeah, move the sticks for Delhi. So these key third downs, Delhi continues to convert late here in this third quarter in a 14-0 lead with 5:15 to go in this third frame, and the clock's still moving. Delhi looking for their first sectional football championship since 2006. And, you know, Delhi is a football town. They love their football. They talk about the 2001 championship team, New York State championship team. I mean, this would just bring a lot of joy to that community. Hand off right side. Johnson gets to the edge and then is tackled at the 30 here for the Bulldogs. So a second down and short coming up now by the second and four. They're driving into Tioga territory at the 32-yard line here, and they're just happy to see that clock continue to move.
And to your point, Nate, I mean, he might be wrapped up in a jacket, but I... No, never mind. He's actually sitting at the on the end of the bench on the Tioga sideline. It's Brown.
Ah, yes. I see Brown over there. He's still got the helmet on. Still completely dressed like he's going to play, but not up, you know, near the sideline, just sitting on the bench. Hand off to Cook now for Delhi. As they have the ball, they got another first down. Across the 28 to the 27, a tackle there.
There is a flag on the play. Right where the center was.
Yeah, flag here, so... I don't love the body language by Brown over there, sitting on the bench, you know, a cold night like this, not moving, not, you know, no real energy from him over there. I'll be interested to see what happens on the next offensive drive.
Chop block on the call.
Wow, so that's going against the Bulldogs. Backs them all the way up to the 42-yard line. And yes, guys, I mean, we continue to tick down in this game, but the longer it stays 14-0, Tioga just looking for a break, trying to put some points on the board. It could turn right back into a one-score game, and then anything is possible.
And that penalty really backs this Delhi offense up, and Tioga needed a play like that to go in their favor because Delhi was moving the ball. Now we're looking at second, and I'd say probably about 17-18 right now.
Second and a country mile, as we say, is we're going to have a timeout, I think, taken. Yes, by the Bulldogs. They want to talk it over. Coach Newman trying to get his offense fired up here again with 3:56 to go, third quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Live from Johnson City tonight, Delhi leads Tioga 14-0. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:56 to go, third quarter, Section 4 Class D football championship game with Tioga on top, excuse me, Delhi on top of Tioga 14-0. Bulldogs are in the lead. Out of the timeout on third down, another loss on the play here. They try to pass out of the backfield looking for Cook. Tioga was able to sniff it out, and Cornell going in the wrong direction on that one here for the Delhi Bulldogs. So third down and a long, about 25 maybe to go. What do you think here, Sky?
Yeah, I'd say you're about right. Delhi, I don't hate that play call. They rolled out to the right, threw it back to the left, try to get everyone for Tioga over there. But give the – I didn't see the player for Tioga. I didn't see catch the number for who made the tackle. Amazing job staying home on that one, and because he was the only one that was in the area, and he made the play.
Delhi in the shotgun. Three wide receivers split to the right. Johnson comes in late. He's off the left hip of Cornell. Drops back. The Delhi QB wanting to throw. Over the middle pass is complete to Nealis. Nealis at the 35, tackled at about the 31 now, so they pick up a huge chunk of yards. Third down magic continues there for the Bulldogs.
The problem when you pick up 20 and it's 25 is you still got about 4 to 5 yards left to go here, but make it way more manageable. I can't imagine that they will go for the field goal again in this spot. I would imagine they're going to go for regular play.
Yeah, fourth down and about 4 or 5 to go here for the Bulldogs. I was just going to say that the Tioga defense had found its way here in the second half, and then they rip off another 25 long third down here, as now Cornell's going to throw over the middle. This one is incomplete, so the Tigers do find a way to hold. Cornell might have gotten that one tipped at the line, but Tioga will take over. 2:20 to go third quarter. Can the Tigers' offense get some magic back, as they have just been kind of dead in the water here to start this second half? But, you know, Delhi moving the ball well, but they weren't able to cash in.
No, but that pass play, going back to that again, was huge because it got them closer, but also it made Tioga have to gain more yards as opposed to the ball being out closer to midfield, which is the last thing you want to do, because you don't want Tioga to have a short field and get some points on the board to bring it back to a one-possession game.
Tigers desperate to find the end zone and put some points on the board here as they go left to right. They're in the white tops, the maroon pants, and those Michigan Wolverine-style-looking helmets. Duncanson wants to throw deep here on first down, but he overthrows his intended target there by about 4 yards. He was looking deep there for Gavin Albrecht, and Tioga trying a little bit of everything just to create a spark here, I think.
That play looked like he just dropped back and he threw it with the assumption the guy was going to be in that area. I don't know if maybe, you know, subconsciously he's thinking the Delhi defense has just been getting a great pressure on and didn't realize he actually had a little bit more time to make that play. But again, no Brown in the game for Tioga. I believe he's still sitting on the bench over there.
Yeah, Brown still on the edge of the bench on the far side, as the Tioga offense trying to do it without him. And we got a timeout taken here by the Tioga Tigers. With 2:15 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 14, Tioga nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Delhi football leading Tioga 14 to nothing. Here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game, live from Johnson City High School, I'm Nate Lowe, joined tonight by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Delhi looking for their first sectional title since 2006. And here is Duncanson on a second down and 10 to go. Tioga has the ball going left to right. And he'll look to hand it off, and he does. And they're going to pick up a first down and more. Tioga into Delhi territory at the 40, 35, down to the 33-yard line, as Gage Hopkins coming out of nowhere with a big run, and he's able to move the chains there for the Tigers.
And just when they needed a play like that, they got one. And from a guy whose name we don't really mention too much, but, you know, they're going to that Duncanson under center, kind of the quarterback read play, and it looks like they found a hole there. But they still, this Delhi defense hasn't given up many yards, so they still got a ways to go with that being considered to get in the end zone.
Yeah, 1:45 to go here, and here's Duncanson trying to break it on a first and 10. He's going to pick up about 9, maybe 10 yards, down to the 25 with 1:35 to go here in this third quarter. And now Tioga with a little bit of a spark. They got a second down and 1. They're just outside the Delhi red zone at the 24-yard line. And Duncanson is so explosive you know, he could break one at any time. The 5'9", 145-pound junior QB. Duncanson is under center. Waiting for the snap. He's going to hand one back off. And Tioga's going to break one. 10-5 touchdown here for the Tigers. They still have life. And Shane Platukis is able to run that into the left side with 106 to go here in the third quarter. Don't look now, Sky. Here come the Tigers.
Yeah, I think they found something there, Nate. They kept kind of going back to that left side. It looks like, and the thing is you give Tioga that little bit of breathing room, little bit of space. They find something that works. They're going to keep going to it.
I thought maybe they would go for two. They're going to try the extra point here with James Miller. Snap is good. Hold is good. Miller with the extra point, and that one is up and good. So it is Delhi 14, Tioga 7, with 106 to go in the third quarter. Don't look now. We got a ball game, folks, here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 106 to go in the third quarter, and Tioga scores for the first time tonight to cut this to a 14-7 lead. Delhi on top. As Tioga will kick off now. Any trickery? Let's see. They're just going to boot it deep. It is kind of a knuckleball, though, that rolls out at about the 20-yard line. So Delhi 14, Tioga 7. And for as much as it feels, Sky, like Delhi has kind of dominated this game, and I feel like they have, it's a one-score game. Tioga's still very much alive here.
And to your point, that's one of the things we were talking about at halftime, you and I, now on the air, is, wow, Delhi's really playing good, but it's only a two-possession game right now. And that's why that last possession before halftime, if Delhi somehow could have made it a three-possession game or the first possession of this half, really would have been, I think, a bigger swing because, geez, now it's three. But one score brings it right back into this, and that's what's happening here. You see some life now from Tioga.
Yeah, the Tigers have some life. I've been impressed by this defense in the second half as well, getting a good push. Johnson now running to the right side, out to the 40-yard line on a first down. And so Tioga trying to go right back to their bread and butter. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Johnson tackled at the 41-yard line. So a second and four coming up for the Bulldogs. It's going to be an exciting finish, folks, so do not turn that dial. It's going to be a lot of fun here in the fourth quarter. Of course, there's a couple of different ways you can watch this as well, NFHS Network as well as Huddle TV. But I think my vote is you keep it right here with us on CDO. Hand off, Johnson, right side on second down, nowhere to go. And the Tioga front line is really getting a good push. They got a lot of good size on that front line. And when you look at it, 6'4", 6'2", 6'2", 260, 240, 290, I mean, that can wear you down. And so I think Delhi's going to let this tick off here. So the end of the third quarter is on us. Third down coming up here, about a third and four for Delhi when we start the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 14, Tioga 7. We're 12 minutes away here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, we start the fourth quarter here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game with Delhi leading Tioga 14-7. We swap ends of the field. So Delhi now going left to right on your radio dial. A huge third down and about three to go. They are at their own 42-yard line. Delhi now going left to right. Can the Tioga defense get another stop? Give their offense a chance. So a lot of football left to be played. Cornell is under center. Again, Delhi going left to right, and boy, they got him to jump. Cornell with the hard count, and the Tigers jumped. Wow, huge play there. And the veteran QB getting it done with the extra bark there. He really sold it.
That's just a huge play to start this fourth quarter. As you said, that third down was going to be crucial. We actually were just saying just before we got back on air, and of course they still can't, that this is a huge possession for both teams. If Delhi can go down and go up two possessions again, you know, with the way they're able to run the ball, that's huge. But Tioga, if they can get a stop being down one possession, but what a play there by getting the hard count.
Cornell under center will hand this one off to Cook, who gets a good chunk of yardage to the right side across the 50 into Tioga territory, tackled at the 46. So, yeah, that could really come back to bite the Tigers. And, you know, Sky, in past years, those are the mistakes you did not see Tioga make. You saw other teams make them against Tioga, and then the Tigers would make you pay. But tonight, a couple of little mistakes like that could certainly go a long way. But let's see if the Tigers' defense can hold on or if this Delhi offense could punch it in again. Clock moving, 11:20 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 14, Tioga 7. Cornell hands it off. Johnson hits the pile, and he's going to be very close. I think he's got enough for a first down on the right side. So, again, it's been a heavy dose tonight of Johnson and of Cook. Each have a touchdown here. Cornell has been very good under center. Nealis has been an excellent in the kicking game. And he's caught a couple of key balls, as well as Ivan Richardson. So really, Delhi getting contributions from everybody tonight.
And I just counted Tioga. We mentioned how many seniors Delhi has, which isn't very many. Tioga only has 9.
Yeah, so again, they're going to – you never see a rebuild. You see a reload from the Tigers. Here's Cornell going to run out of the pocket here on first down. And he kind of does the QB slide after about a gain of 1. Just wanted to be smart and get down with that. So a 2nd and 9 coming up here for Delhi, going left to right there at the Tioga 42-yard line. Clock is moving down to 10.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. No matter how this ends up here tonight, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. So they got Nealis split out to the right side. A pitch here on 2nd and 10. And they go to Johnson. Good running across the 35 to the 34. So another key third down coming up here for Delhi. Going to be a holding, though, against the Bulldogs, which will back them up. And so a tough holding call will bring them back. And now Cornell, when he's over here talking to the coaching staff, actually sitting down and I think stretching at the 50-yard line. He's talking to head coach Phil Newman here. 10:07 to go here, fourth quarter. And we got an official timeout. As, yeah, Cornell's getting stretched here over on the sideline, I believe. And so I think they're going to go with Nealis, that QB. But this is kind of a strange turn of events here, Sky, as Nealis is now taking off his gloves. You're going to have to bring a new guy in. How does the exchange go from the center to the QB? And you got 2nd down and what? 20? Yeah, about a 2nd and 18 here for the Bulldogs, and Cornell is over on the sideline getting stretched out, it looks like. Maybe some cramping. 2 wide receivers to the left. Nealis under center, and he'll look to run this to the outside. Nealis, a little QB keeper, calls his own number, and he's brought down there. Third down and long coming up. So here's a quick side note. Nealis has played QB. This is not like he's just any Joe Blow going in there to play this. Cornell moves in to the Delhi District this year and becomes the quarterback. Nealis would have been the guy if Cornell doesn't move in, so he's got to be very comfortable with this offense. But tough spot to be in right now, coming in, you know, third down and long here.
You're looking at about third and 14. I mean, that holding penalty was huge.
Yeah, the holding penalty really backed him up. So a third and 14 for the Delhi offense. Tioga defense trying to settle in. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. A pitch to the right side. Cook tries to turn the corner, and he's got nowhere to go. Good tackling there, as about three Tioga Tigers were there to bring him down. So a fourth down coming up, and I've got to believe that Delhi is going to punt this away. Give it back to Tioga with 8:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock still moving. Nealis is visibly upset by this. Cornell is still getting worked out on the sideline. A lot of different story angles here. I think Nealis wanted to go for it. He seems upset here with Coach Phil Newman. But it looks like they'll punt it away. And Tioga's going to have a lot of time here, Scott, to maybe go down and try to punch this in. Tioga trying to prepare as if maybe this could be some sort of a fake. Nealis with maybe not his best punt, but it is going to take a little bit of a bounce. Delhi going to down this one at the 22-yard line, and now it comes back to the Tioga offense with 8:07 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 14-7 over Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Skylar Thompson. And Sky, is there anything in all the numbers you looked at this week that would maybe predict what Tioga's going to do here on this drive?
No. Nope. I'm going to tell you right now because, unfortunately, not unfortunately, it's been a great game, but for them, unfortunately, we've only put up 7 points. So we haven't really found anything until that last drive that's really worked. So I'd say they stick with that, but I don't know.
Here is Duncanson trying to run it up the middle. Actually, no, this is another runner, and they got it. They're going to go to midfield, and Tioga's got it into Delhi territory at the 40 to the 30, 25, 20. He's going to cut it back and score here for Tioga. A 60, maybe 70-yard run here. His second touchdown of the night here for Shane Platukas, and it is 14 to 13 with 7:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Tioga magic. A huge run gashing the Delhi defense.
So I don't want to keep correcting your numbers, but that was 81 yards.
But the 81, my gosh.
From the 19. And
first play of the drive, right?
So if they went back to the same kind of play right there, back to 33, who he got one carry in the first half. So they may have found something here.
My goodness, waiting for the extra point. This is huge, and this one is up, and it is through. And we are tied at 14 with 7:52 to go in the fourth quarter. You can correct my math all you want. I'm just shocked. An 81-yard touchdown run. Tioga does it again. All right, we'll take a break and be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
14 all here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game with 7:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi had a 14-0 lead. We're now tied 14 all. An 81-yard touchdown run for Tioga has tied the score. Unbelievable. And so the Tigers will be doing the kickoff duties. And a short kick here that takes a bounce. Delhi going to scoop it up at the 25. Richardson cuts back to the near side, and it gets tripped up after only a couple of yards. And it feels like all the momentum was with Delhi. That has now switched to Tioga, and still with 7:45 left, a lot of football left to be played. And it goes right back to the offense here for Delhi. Cornell is going to trot back out there. So he missed a couple of plays on that last drive. Looked like he was getting stretched out, maybe had a cramp. Lucas Nealis is going to go back to his wide receiver position, although he's on the sideline right now. He gets a play off. But Cornell back under center. You got to feel good if you're a Delhi fan to see him back out there. And so Cornell barking out the signals, trying to get everybody set here on this Delhi offense. And they're going to sweep it to the left side. This is Prisco, and he gets tackled at about the 32-yard line. And you know, we've seen Prisco come in some usually reserve duties at the end of games, but he gets a pretty big carry here on first down. He picks up about 5 yards.
And I just went back to my notes from last week. Patukas for Tioga had 5 carries last week.
So, again, a guy that, you know, getting a couple of carries a game. But, I mean, here, 2 touchdowns, including an 81-yard touchdown run. He's probably got over 100 for the game right now. So here is a 2nd down and 5. Johnson cutting it back a little short as Delhi goes left to right at the 38-yard line. And going to be 3rd and short here as Delhi goes left to right. 6:55 to go here in this fourth quarter. Will we have magic from either one of these sides, or will we see some bonus football here tonight, Sky? An 8 o'clock start. I mean, we're already at 10 p.m. Might be here all night.
Yeah, if that's the case, though, I'm fine with that, because then I don't have to drive back for tomorrow's game.
I just sleep right here in the press box. There's Cornell doing his little QB sneak there, and he's able to get through the line and pick up the first down. That's what a nice luxury to have. He's done that a couple of times tonight. On key third downs, he's able to just kind of submarine it in there and move the chains.
This feels like, I know that we always say this, but this feels like the biggest possession because Tioga has just come out this half and just completely changed this game.
It's going to be a handoff to the right side. Here's Cook. Hits the hole hard, and he's up to midfield before he's tackled there. Looks like it might be good for another Delhi first down. Yes, move the chains. Good news for you Bulldogs fans is they're still running the ball very well with Johnson and Cook. And Prisco even came in and was able to pick up another nice carry there. So 5:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Delhi might just say, all right, let's go down and score and put this one on ice. Run up the middle, nowhere to go there for Johnson, brought down by the Tioga line. It's the Tioga defense versus the Delhi offense right now with 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Cornell gets the play in from the sideline. Delhi in full control of their own destiny right now. They go down and score. They might be able to put the icing on the cake late in this game. 5:20 left. Handoff here. Johnson dragging tacklers forward through the pile. Going to bring up 3rd down and about 4 to go here as they're into Tioga territory, going left to right at the 43-yard line. Another key 3rd down. We've seen them go to the air a lot tonight. What will they decide to do here?
What a tale of 2 different halves. 14-0 Delhi. So far through this half, 14-0 Tioga. This game has been everything you would have hoped it to be.
Yeah, this has really been a fantastic sectional final. As driving the pile forward is Johnson. Did he get enough to get it? It's going to be very close here. And, yes, move the chains once again for the Bulldogs. Another key 3rd down conversion. They've been clutch with those for most of the game tonight. Clock is still moving. 4:35 to go in this fourth quarter, tied at 14.
And key thing here, should Delhi score or not, Tioga only has 1 timeout remaining after calling 2 early on in the third quarter.
Yeah, Delhi has 2 timeouts. Tioga with 1. 4:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Tied at 14. Delhi offense trying to punch it in. They go left side and tackled it about the 35, so about a 5-yard pickup on first down here for Johnson. Tioga in full control, or excuse me, Delhi in full control right now. Keeping a close eye on the clock. Trying to go down and punch this in, maybe win this game late in the fourth quarter, looking for their first sectional title in football since 2006. Tioga trying to keep their streak alive. And here is Johnson. Hits the pile, brought down. So another third down coming up here for Delhi. This is going to be about a third and seven for the Bulldogs. They're in Tioga territory going left to right at the 42-yard line. Clock continues to move. Yeah, about third and six, they'll actually say. Boy, this is a huge third down. I know we keep saying that, but in a 14-14 game, clock continuing to move. Play clock's at 15 as we hit 3:05 to go fourth quarter. They break the huddle. Could we see something to Nealis, maybe to Schnabel? Are they going to throw? Yes, they are. Cornell drops back. We got a flag on the play. Pass is incomplete. We'll see what the flag is for. Cornell was flushed out of the pocket there. And so some pressure there from Tioga would bring up fourth down, but let's see who this is against.
Now, if this is against Delhi, it is, but I'd be surprised personally if Tioga would accept this. I would force them into the fourth down.
Yeah, let's see what the Tigers elect to do.
This is a big decision, because if you decline it, you're giving them two plays again to get the four or to get the first down, or you're going fourth and six.
And Delhi has shown tonight that through the air on fourth down, they've been able to pick up some big yardage.
They're backing it up.
Yeah, they're going to back them up here and say, okay, we're going to dare you. We believe our defense can hold you for two more plays. But this is a big chunk of yardage here, though. That's about third down and 20.
Yeah, it really did back them up. I forgot that one was actually a 15-yarder, not 10.
All right, so this is another third down. Cornell in the shotgun, drops back. We got another flag on the play. Lofts one up. He's got Nealis, completed the 35-30. Nealis cuts it back again, still on his feet. He's got some daylight, and finally he's tackled down at the 15-yard line, but let's see what the flag is for.
I think it's on Delhi.
Wow, Nealis in space again. We've talked about it a bunch tonight. This would bring them back and make this even longer. Great play by Cornell to get out of the pocket, loft that up and find.
Oh, man.
Nealis, oh, boy, yeah, this is going against the Bulldogs, and they are just hurting themselves right now with 2:39 left, tied at 14. What do we got, Sky?
You got an illegal motion on that one, and that's one that you always hate because you always feel like that's one that doesn't have to happen.
Very preventable, yeah.
So here we are, we're thinking third and sixth. Tioga gets the stop, and they take the chop block penalty, which now actually looks like it's going to be working in their favor. The only thing is, though, is it's still third down with 2:35 remaining. Clock is running, and Tioga can only stop the clock one more time this entire half.
Yeah, that's a great point. They only have the one timeout. Clock is still on Delhi's side, but they got third down and about 25 to go, 26 yards to go. Cornell drops back, wants to throw. He's going for Nealis on the left side, and this one is knocked away. Good coverage by the Tioga secondary there. Running over was James Miller to knock it down. Otherwise, Nealis might have hauled it in. So fourth down coming.
I don't think it will be if it's not, because there's another flag.
Another flag. I missed that one.
Holding. Defense.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Holding against Tioga.
That's an automatic first. Should be.
Let's see here. Before we say anything, I just want to make sure officials are still talking about this. Yeah, it's got to be an automatic first, right? Holding against Tioga on a third down and super long.
He just signaled third down, though. Is that not an automatic first in high school?
I thought it was. So it's going to bring it down to third and 15. All right, moves it back up into Tioga territory at the 46. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that, Sky. Everybody in the booth was saying it here, too.
Yeah, I heard next door to us,
yeah,
too, them saying that's an automatic first. So either it's not, or they're really missing something.
So still a third down and long. Boy, I feel like it's been third down here for a long stretch. 2:12 to go here, fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Cornell drops back again, wants to throw. He's got Schnabel, who gets out of bounds. He's still going to be short of the first at about an 8-yard pickup. So we're going to have fourth down and about seven to go.
We're going to get back to about the same situation we were if they declined the penalty.
Now. Yeah. Boy, Delhi throwing it all over here tonight and having a lot of success. I don't know if this fourth down should scare them, but a huge fourth down here. They're in Tioga territory, going left to right, ball at the 36. We apologize for not knowing why that wasn't an automatic first, but this is kind of more fun. This is a fourth down and six to go.
I just want to say, if they declined the penalty like I had said, this would have been the exact situation, just
yeah.
So you know.
Timeout is taken here by Delhi. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 2:06 to go, fourth quarter, tied at 14 in the sectional championship game between Delhi and Tioga on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, so Delhi and Tioga football are tied 14-14 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. A fourth down and six coming here for the Bulldogs, going left to right in Tioga territory, ball at the 36-yard line. Do they dial up the pass here once again, Sky? I mean, they've had a lot of success with it here tonight.
This is a huge play.
Huge play.
Whatever your best play is, this is what you got to run if you're Delhi right here. Whatever your best play is, this is it.
Season hanging in the balance right here with 2:06 to go in the fourth. They're going to throw across the middle, and it is incomplete. Knocked down. It looked like Nealis had it in his hands. I don't know if it was just a clean drop. He did get hit there by Logan Bellis. But it's a turnover on downs, and Tioga has the ball back with 2 minutes left, and they're going to get it at their own 36-yard line going right to left. My goodness, we're set up for a fantastic finish here, or maybe we'll see some overtime.
Wow.
This has been wild.
What a chain of events there from that third down and then all the penalties and everything. Now you got 2 minutes exactly. Tioga right now feels like they have all the momentum with how their offense has been playing. Defense gets a huge stop. This is going to be a great finish.
Set up to be a great finish here at Johnson City High School. A handoff up the middle out to about the 40-yard line here. And again, Tioga only with one timeout. Each side only has one timeout. Clock is down to 1:45 and counting.
Will those other timeouts that were called early on come into play here at some point?
Tioga hustling up to the line, trying to get set. Duncanson is under center. Duncanson trying to keep it himself. Can he get a block to the outside? Duncanson, boy, he was about one extra shimmy away from getting to the outside. He's tackled at the 45. Clock's at a minute 20. And it's a third down and two to go here for the Tigers. They quickly get together. Clock still moving. 1:10. At what point, if you're Tioga here, do you say, okay, we can't do anything silly? It's not worth it. Still a tie game. Duncanson under center. A third and short. Hands it off. And up the middle for Tioga. They got the first down at the Johnson City logo at the 50-yard line. Clock stops at 55 seconds left. That was Platukas again. Clock moving. Down to 50 seconds left. Tioga not using that timeout left. Clock to 45. They're going to break the huddle.
I think they got to go faster personally, Nate. They're only on the 50-yard line, and there's under 40 seconds left.
And they're going to hand it off. Platukas is at the 35, and you got to think they're going to use the timeout here. We're down to 30 seconds left, 31.4 to be exact. And a timeout is taken by Tioga. That's their last one. We'll keep it right here. A tie game, 14-14, with 31 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. And we might have some overtime bonus football coming for you here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Or are we going to see some craziness here in the last 31 seconds of this championship game? Yeah, I agree with you, Sky. Felt like they could move a little faster there, but you know, maybe they're thinking, and we don't know a ton about their kicking game with James Miller. We know he's got a good leg. But how, you know, where is his line? And would they attempt to do something like that? You know, I learned during the Nate Law podcast that I did with Coach Aiello, you know, he did some kicking in his day at Ithaca College. And so, you know, he's probably pretty educated on what it's going to take for his kicker here if they could get close enough. They're still well out of range right now. Tioga at the 47-yard line, at their own 47. Out of the timeout here, a second down and six to go. And here is Duncanson. Drops back, wants to throw. He's got a man over the middle, but it is too far. Incomplete as he was looking for Gavin Albrecht. And third down coming up. With 24 seconds left. All right, Scott, what do you think Tioga's got to do here? Tie ball game, 14-14, sectional championship hanging in the balance. How do you do something that could give you an opportunity but also not hurt you if it doesn't go your way?
If I'm Tioga right now, they ran it once in the first half. You know, it might take some time off the clock, but depending on the kicking game, I think I'd go back to the screen pass.
And so this is Nichols back under center now. Nichols, little QB keeper to the outside, and then a pitch. I don't think he got out of bounds. No, clock's going to continue to run. He pitched that one over to Caden Cole.
Delhi should not call a timeout here. Just let this clock run.
10 seconds left. I don't think Tioga's going to get the last playoff here. Maybe they can get set. We're down to 5 seconds.
Here we go.
And they're going to get one last play in. Duncanson drops back, throws over the middle.
Green.
It's complete. They got it and tackled at the 30-yard line. Boy, a good tackle there by Nealis, and we are headed to overtime. Tied 14-14. We'll take a break. We'll get set here for some extra football in the Section 4 Class D championship game live from Johnson City. Again, end of regulation. Tied 14-14 between Delhi and Tioga here on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. Overtime here between Delhi and Tioga in the Section 4 football championship game. Sky, could we have ever predicted this? I mean, a tale of two halves, as you had said earlier.
Yeah, 14-0 Delhi at halftime. But like we said, that's not really much of anything, I hate to say anything, to Tioga because their coaching staff is so good. Their players are confident. This is a game that they have won many times in the last 10, 15 years. You knew they were going to come out and make adjustments. I saw it last week against Spencer Vanette, and when it was tied 14-14. This time they come out, they don't give up any points again in the second half. No points in the second half, two games in a row for this Tioga defense. That is what's the difference for them, in my opinion.
So here's our overtime procedure. At the end of the fourth quarter, if the teams have identical scores, the tie may be resolved by this plan. All game rules will apply, except the try will not be made when it is required to break the tie. Both teams will return to their respective benches. All officials will assemble at the 50-yard line. So each team shall be permitted one additional timeout. They're basically going to do the 20-yard thing, is what I'm getting to. So basically, they're going to start at the 20-yard line. They'll have a series of four downs. So, each team's going to get a chance here. If Team A scores a touchdown, it's entitled to an opportunity to try for the point. Field goal attempt is permitted. We're looking through the handbook here just to be sure. If Team A has completed its series, Team B will become the offensive team with the ball in its possession at the 20-yard line. And, yeah, so we're just going to go back and forth until we finish this off. It's kind of a fun way to do it, I think, honestly, because there's going to be a lot of action being that you're so close inside the 20.
Yeah, and I can't say that being inside the 20, really favors anyone because that's where each team is. There's no field position that's involved right now.
Right.
So this really could go either way, and it looks like Tioga will be the one to start with the ball first here. They've been rolling on offense the last few possessions. That last one right there before the end of the half, there was probably not enough time for them, but they've looked good recently.
So the Tigers will have the ball first. Duncanson is under center. We're in overtime here in the Section 4 championship game. They're going to hand it off. Platukas to the outside, across the 15 to the 14. And it is unique, Sky, because it takes away. I feel like this has been a big chess game tonight for field position. And, there's been a lot of action in the middle of the field, not so much between the 20s. From the 20s in the red zone. So this is interesting to me for sure. So Duncanson is, again, under center. Second down and about four to go. Tied 14-14 here in overtime. And they'll hand it off again. No, Duncanson will tuck it and run. Duncanson, no, it was up. Platukas up the middle. They even fooled me. He's in for the score. And Tioga, in two plays, punches it in. Wow, I thought Duncanson still had it, and he was bound for that far pylon. Instead, it's the hero of the night here, Platukas up the middle for Tioga.
He is the hero of the night for that Tioga team. This second half has been an unbelievable performance by him. But Duncanson, that fake was phenomenal.
Great fake. I thought he was going for the pylon, as here's the extra point. It's up and good. So Tioga now leads 21-14, and it's going to come down to Delhi. Can they answer? If they don't answer, this game is over. So we'll see. Wow, what a turn of events here. Delhi, a 14-0 lead at the half. Delhi right now, they got to find some way to get some energy. I don't love the body language right now I'm seeing. You're still in this game. It's overtime. You guys got to score, and you can continue to move on, and we'll go back and reset and do it again.
Now, I have no idea how the Mike Tyson fight went tonight, but
I'm so curious.
It looks like they almost just got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the body language right now almost seems like they don't know what happened the last two quarters and the start of this overtime. It looks so different to me.
Going to be a handoff here. No, dropping back. Cornell throws over the middle. Pass is incomplete. They were looking over the middle to Ivan Richardson. He would have hauled that in at about the two and just can't come up with it. And, we've seen Delhi all season. Run, run, run. The pass has been very good for them here tonight, and they try it right off the bat there on first down. So 2nd and 10 coming up. It's just some of this is surprising to me.
Yeah, and I don't hate that. It was a good pass. It was right there in the hands. It was a great thrown ball, one that probably could have came down with. But, I like going for it. Responding quick might have got the body language back, and I like that idea.
2nd and 10. Cornell drops back, wants to throw. Going for the corner of the end zone for Richardson again, and it's incomplete. Richardson went sky high. It was good coverage there by Miller, and now 3rd and 10 coming up here for the Delhi Bulldogs. So they try to go right back to the air. And a timeout is going to be taken here. It's an injury timeout for one of the Tioga players. And so we're going to step away here for 30 seconds. Going to be a key third down coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. Here's a handoff for Delhi down to the 10 with Cook, and he doesn't get the first down, just a couple yards short. So this is it. This is a fourth down, fourth and two for Delhi. They trail 21-14 here in overtime in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. This is the play of the year right here for the Bulldogs. They need to pick up 2 yards. Yeah, maybe three yards here to get the first down. They're inside the 15 at the 13-yard line. Tioga holds, and they'll win another sectional championship. Delhi with the play clock at 7. Cornell under center, drops back, hands it off to Cook, driving forward. Would be very close. We're looking for the spot here.
Tioga fans cheered very loud. It looks like he's got it. In my opinion, he's got it because the official's right on that line.
Yes, yeah, certainly looked like he had it. And, yes, first down here for the Bulldogs on fourth down. Boy, that was huge. Wow.
Could have been much closer there. It was right on the line.
Right on the line, so they're able to pick it up by inches. And Delhi gets a fresh set of downs. They'll have a first down at the 10-yard line, and now a timeout is going to be taken here by Tioga. So Tioga leads 21-14 over Delhi in overtime here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Tioga leading 21-14 here over Delhi. We do have an injured Tioga player down on the field here. They're talking to him right now. So this gives Delhi a little more time to discuss some things as the injured player is up now for Tioga, Logan Bellis. If you know anything about Tioga, the Bellis family, tough athletes with football and wrestling, so you know he was going to bounce up. But here's Delhi, now a fresh set of downs. If they score, we continue here in overtime. As Tioga leads 21-14, they scored on their first possession. The Tigers' offense has come alive here in the second half after no points in the first half. Here's Cornell. Hand off goes to Cook, driving up the middle. He's tackled at the 5 and brought down there. Second down coming here for Delhi. Again, we're in overtime here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, live from Johnson City. Some late-night football for you here on CDO. We're glad to have you along as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, the free audio today, is brought to you by SFCU. So if Delhi scores here, we can continue on in overtime. And so the handoff, Cook going to the outside, and he's brought down at about the 3-yard line. So third down coming up here. Delhi just chipping away at it. Looked like Cook was going to get in there, but a good strong tackle by the Tioga defense on the far side.
Now, you read the handbook. Remind, they can technically go for two if they wanted to, right, if they score?
We'll have to look it up again here. I still have the handbook open. Trying to do some double duty here.
Sorry, I shouldn't be asking you.
Yeah, this is it's a lot of language here, so we'll take a look at it. Here is Cornell on the third down. Wants to go back to Cook, and Cook at the line is in. That's the signal that he got in. And so put six on the board here for the Bulldogs.
Here's the question.
Here's the question.
Go for the win or the tie?
And Delhi is coming over to the sideline here to talk it over. I'm just reading through here.
I assume they can go for two. They're going to call a timeout.
Yeah, they're going to call a timeout here. Delhi wants to use their timeout. So, Sky, what do you think? I'm still going to continue to read here, but, I mean, what do you do? Do you go for it all? Do you have that faith, or do you just, I mean, you know your extra point kicker is excellent as well.
See, that's the thing, right? If you're Delhi, your kicker is so good. He has not missed an extra point. He's just a phenomenal kicker, one of the best that I truthfully have seen at a high school level. At the same time, you know, man, this is one of those situations where I really don't know, because my kicker's that good to where I can do that. But man, I think I'd go for the win.
Yeah, I mean, this is a decision that will be talked about. You know, if they get this, Delhi's their geniuses. You know, and
if you go for two and don't get it, obviously it's. Well, they're definitely going for it because their kicker's on the sideline.
Yeah, they're going for it here. They get this, they'll win.
When I saw 10 on the sideline, there's no question that they're going for it.
So this is going to be a war in the trenches?
This is the ball game.
Do they try to go right up the middle? We've seen Delhi get real cute tonight with some of their passes. Holy cow, it's going to come down to this, folks. Season hanging in the balance for both teams. Cornell under center. Oh, and somebody jumped here. Tioga jumped at the line. This is going to give Delhi a little, you know, a little extra room. My goodness. So, yeah, that's going to move the spot of the ball.
Yard and a half up because we have to distance yep. to the goal. So now they're on the 1.5-yard line.
Wow. All right, does that change the play call?
That's you know what that is? That is such an amazing decision right there, because I think if his own team somehow jumped, he would have kicked the extra point because he's got enough faith in his kicker. However, now we only have a yard and a half to go. I love that decision right there by Coach Newman.
So here we go. All Delhi's got to do is bust it in here on the two-point conversion, and they will win this ball game. They're going to hand it off. Cook at the line. Did he get in? Yes. Delhi wins the Section 4 Class D football championship. They go for two. It pays off. They run it up the middle, and they have won for the first time since 2006 in overtime, dramatic fashion. Sky, what a finish to this game. Unbelievable.
Could we have asked for a better game? I mean, really, that was unbelievable.
What a game. And the Bulldogs are going back to the state champion, or the state tournament, I should say. They'll get Dodgeville. I believe that game is going to be, what, next Friday we saw?
I believe next Friday up at Cicero North Syracuse. I think it was at 5 o'clock.
Yep, so at CNS. Hats off to Tioga. What a battle here. They almost pulled it off, almost came back. But the Bulldogs get the victory here tonight.
Yep, 11:22, 5 p.m., Cicero, North Syracuse.
All right, so that's going to be what it is. We're going to take a break. Post-game show coming up. Holy cow, Delhi wins 22-21. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Wow, so for the first time since 2006, your Delhi Bulldogs are Section 4 Class D football champions. We are doing the awards ceremony right now at midfield. We'll get our three awards here coming up, but let's go back to it here. We go to overtime. Tioga has all the momentum. They score. Delhi is down to their final play. They score, and then they decide to go for two. Talk about that decision, Scott.
Yeah, so Tioga gets the ball, like you said, after going, they were down 14-0 at halftime, then come back 14-14, go to overtime, then they score really, really quick. It only took two plays to score in overtime for Tioga. They kicked the extra point to go up by seven. Delhi gets the ball, took them a few more extra plays, then they score the touchdown, line up for two. They call a timeout. On the first play they line up, they drew Tioga offside to get the extra yard and a half. So they're a little bit closer to the end zone, then they punch it in. I got to tell you, I know we just had an election, but Phil Newman may be the next mayor of Delhi right now.
We just got a text, Newman boys for mayor, and I think if there was a vote right now, they would get it. I mean, that is a gutsy coaching decision. It's having faith in your team, faith in your line, faith in the execution, and they get it done. Because, I mean, that doesn't work out. You look, you know, you're the GOAT all of a sudden, and not the good GOAT. So.
And the thing is the players love and respect that, the belief and faith and trust that you have in us as a team. You're playing to win this game. We're not going to just see if we go back and forth, hope we get a stop. No, we're playing to win this game. That's exactly what that was. And we were talking about the body language for Delhi, just that gut decision right there that was, you know what, we're going to punch this in.
I am seeing now, just since we talked a lot about it, Jake Brown went up to get his medal for Tioga, and he had a visible limp. I mean, he was really limping hard there, so maybe that was the cause for not having him here in the second half. But hats off to this Tioga team. Down 14-0, they looked to be dead in the water. They came back and almost pulled off another crazy Tioga magic type of situation, but Delhi gets it done. Wow. What a game.
I love it. I really do. This is what high school football is about. As I said, I expected this game to be great tonight. We were on the phone with people earlier before the game and just, what do you think? I don't know. Really, it came down to one play. That last play right there, if Delhi doesn't get in the end zone, Tioga wins by one. In this case, Delhi wins by one. That was just a great game. First half, like we said, seemed like it was all Delhi. Second half, Tioga. Overtime was just about as good as it could have been.
And I think part of it, too, is, again, we here at CDO have not had a team to cover in states for football since 2016 when, you know, Sydney beat Unitego that year. So for us, I think over the last few years, yes, you'd get excited about the team that Walton had, or the team that Delhi had, or the team that DH had, but nobody could get over the Tioga wall, right? It was like, nope, they just find a way, and every year it comes down to the sectional final, and Tioga just wins. And earlier this year, Delhi going to Tioga, picking up that victory, it felt like maybe they could get it done, and they find a way to get it done here tonight. They're going to the state tournament.
It just, it was a great game. It really was. I'm so happy to do these with you, Nate, and you know, we're winding down on the time because, you know, the season's coming to a close here soon, which is crazy to think about, really. You know, basketball season starts on Monday is what I'm told. But
yeah,
for some of these guys here at Delhi who are going to have a very good basketball team, too, from my understanding, they're going to have to put a little bit more of a hold on that just for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, your football season could go another 3 weeks. I mean, the state championship weekend is that December 5th, 6th, you know, kind of window up at the Carrier Dome. And there's a lot of interesting storylines in Class D as well. But one of the teams that has been ranked very high, if not number one for most of the year, had their season taken away, suspended, due to some team infractions.
Wow.
So a team, I believe it was Section 2, one of their better teams is out. So, I mean, in a year where Delhi thought, okay, maybe we're going to have the wild card, and then the wild card situation gets taken away for Class D. I mean, there's been a lot of turmoil in Class D. You're going up against a very good Dodgeville team that has been there time and time again, a Section 3 champion. They beat Mount Markham in their sectional championship game quite handedly. So, you know, Delhi's going to have their hands full up at Cicero North Syracuse next weekend. But again, next Friday, I should say, but we'll be there. We'll get a chance to see it in person. I haven't called a game at CNS since 2016, so hard to believe.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I mean, this was, after this, how could you not be? This was great.
Yeah, this was a fantastic game here tonight. We'll be looking forward to that. Last time I was at CNS, a very nice press box up there, so we'll be in good hands. Sky, let's get into our three awards to wrap this up here tonight. What do you think?
Phil Newman for mayor, right?
Yeah, the first one. Phil Newman wins all three awards here. So. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I've been kind of so off my rocker here. Who got the two-point conversion? Was that Cook? I want to say it was Cook.
I believe it was Cook. I'm pretty sure it was. He got the touchdown right before it. I think they handed it right back to him.
Let's go with Cook for offense. That would be, you know, two touchdowns and the big two-point conversion. Adam Cook, a huge night. We'll give him the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. I'd like to go Ian Johnson for Delhi. I thought he was very good on both sides of the ball here tonight. Also had a touchdown, so we'll go with him for defense. Those guys certainly do a lot on both sides of the ball. And lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. I'd like to go with the QB tonight, Zach Cornell. We talked about him being that game manager, but he threw the ball all over the place and just had a great handle on the offense tonight. So we'll give him the award, as there is Coach Newman. He's got the Section 4 championship plaque. He's bringing his team together. He just held it up to the Delhi fans and said, we're bringing this back to the DA community. So pretty awesome here, Sky. A little bonus football for us this year. And what a strange feeling for Tioga. You know, they've won this game how many years in a row? And now they're going home, and their season ends early.
Since 2011, not counting the COVID year, every year has been won by Tioga except for 2016 until this year.
And that was such a weird year. That was back when I believe they were still doing eight teams made the playoffs, and Tioga had a weird loss. And in the back of my head, I want to say they lost to, like, Seton Catholic. That's back when Seton still was playing Class D football, and they were out in the first round. I mean, they weren't even in the Final Four. The Final Four that year was Groton Unitego, I'm going off the top of my head here, and Sydney Harpersville Afton. That was the Final Four. They weren't even in the Final Four that year. It was just kind of a bizarre year. And then since then, they've just dominated.
Yeah, you look at it here, 2011, they won 12, they won 13, 14, 15, 16, they didn't make it 17, 18, 19, no 20, 21, and 22, and last year they won, I mean, except since every year since 11 they won, but this year Delhi gets it done, and I mean, it's got to feel a little extra special because the last 2 years, Tioga has beaten Delhi in this game. Last year, 55-7. Like we said, in 22, it was 42-14. So, but this year, unbelievable game. And this time, it flips over to Delhi.
Yeah, very cool. And the Bulldogs are going back. I even see Dave Kelly, longtime Delhi coach, would have been the coach back in 01 for the state championship, for 06 as well. Still a big part of this program, coaches JV basketball, still a huge part of the Delhi community. He's got to feel good that the Bulldogs are going back to the state tournament. So a huge thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's working overtime with us here tonight. He's our producer back in the Sydney WCDO studios. So a big thank you to Jim. And Sky, we'll see you for one more week of high school football.
We don't know one more week. We don't know yet. We could get
At least one more. After that, I mean, they could be back here in Section 4 for a state semifinal game. And then, I mean, I guess the every football kid's dream in Section 4 is to play in the Dome, right? And you could have a chance to do that, the JMA Wireless Dome.
Yeah, not the Carrier Dome anymore.
That would be cool to have an opportunity. I've called some basketball games there. Cooperstown, you know, had a couple of those Section 3 championship games there. Got to sit down on the floor, but never had the opportunity to go there for football. So it'd be a fun opportunity, and you know, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see in a few weeks. Long road to go still.
Exactly. And then to that point, you know, Delhi, yes, great job getting the win tonight. Amazing job getting the win. I have full faith, obviously, in Coach Newman now, especially after that. But you got to make sure when it comes next week, we're ready to go because we got another really good opponent coming up against us next Friday.
Yeah, they'll have their hands full preparing for Dodgeville, who is a team that has been very good for many, many years in Section 3, and has just, again, run into Tioga year in and year out. And so now Dodgeville's got to be saying, okay, this is our time to move on. So a brand-new matchup, Delhi-Dodgeville, in the state regional game a week from tonight. Yeah, Tioga's what? Won three straight state championships as well. So that run comes to an end, but a great season, and they'll be back again, I am sure, in the near future. So, Sky, one more time, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was a great one.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be promoting this during the week, next week, as we will bring you the New York State Class D Football Regional, Delhi and Dodgeville, next Friday from Cicero North Syracuse High School at 5 p.m. Congratulations. Delhi defeats Tioga 22-21 to win the 2024 Section 4 Class D Football Championship game in dramatic fashion. Again, in overtime, 22-21. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We will see you next week here on WCDO Sports.
Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.